Blog Talk Radio.
There is nothing more powerful than our grace and awareness. Welcome to my show, a show based on mastering the inner conflict within our whole being. I'm Sheila Unique. Yes, that really is my last name. I married a man with that last name. Anyway, I'm a relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. For over 20 years, I've been passionate about educating people like you on how to resolve everyday life problems in relationships of all kinds. I say relationships of all kinds because to me, we have a relationship with anything and everything in our lives. Today happens to be the relationship we have with our whole being. And for us to master any conflict within our whole being, we need to understand the communication taking place within ourselves. Yes, whether we know it or not, we're constantly in a state of communication within ourselves and with others. So many things happen around us, and when we're aware of them, we go through a relating process involving communication. Internally, communication takes place with things like our thoughts and feelings, and that communication is then reflected outwardly through things we see, like our expressions and behaviors, and things we don't see, like energetic vibrations. Those energetic vibrations have intrigued me to no end. That's why I'll be speaking more from an energetic perspective throughout these radio shows. I'd love to feel that you'll gain as much understanding of this perspective as I've had learning about it. Now, I can honestly say that I try to communicate clearly, and it doesn't always come out of my mouth like it sounds in my head. Have you ever experienced that? I've had many experiences where I've wondered why the person I was talking with reacted like they did. And let me tell you, I didn't understand what triggered their response. It was only after the countless situations involving conflict and confusion on my part that I knew there was more going on than I first realized. I started paying closer attention to the words I was hearing in my head and the verbal words coming out of my mouth. Now, everyday interactions with others can teach us so much about ourselves if we're open to the learning and growing process involving ourselves. To me, learning involves gaining wisdom and knowledge. We gain that wisdom through awareness of not only ourselves, but others involved in the interactions. Next, growth takes place when we naturally learn through our experiences. We can learn and learn and learn, and unless we apply that learning, has growth taken place? Let me put it this way. We can have book smarts where we read something in a book. Yes, that's learning. And that kind of learning can be different from actually having experience smarts, where we speak from the things we've learned based on our own experiences. For example, reading how to make a kite and actually making a kite can be very different. Play with that thought. The information I share with you has truly come from the experiences I've had in life. Throughout our time together, you'll hear me talk about awareness. Why? Because there's nothing more powerful than our own awareness. Do we need to be aware of everything all the time? The answer is no. If we want to become more aware in our life, a great place to start would be with any situations involving conflict. The moment we're in a place of experiencing conflict, there'll be sudden changes in our thoughts, feelings, and physical body sensations. Those changes are readily available for us to observe. They're a part of us, and they make up our whole being. Then taking that one step further, Growing in awareness also involves being aware of the sudden changes in the people we're communicating with. For example, we're having a great talk with a colleague and all of a sudden we're aware that they seem to be distracted and become emotional. There's the change. And once we're aware of the change outside of us, notice what's going on inside. Our thoughts, feelings, physical body sensations, communication outside of us, in relation to communication inside. So why do we want to know that? It gives us a greater understanding of the invisible influences impacting our communication. We quickly learn things like why we do what we do, why we feel what we feel, why some people easily cause us to get upset, or even what's blocking us from experiencing more joy in our lives. Those are just some of the benefits of being aware, and I'll have a whole radio show on awareness as we journey forward. Now, going back to the constant state of communication. The communication inside makes it easy for us to identify if we're at peace or if there's conflict. Now, you know when you're at peace, and I'm sure you know when there's conflict going on inside of you. If we want to master inner conflict, we need to become aware of and recognize the different ways how conflict surfaces within us. Do we need to be super intelligent to know? Of course not. Conflict shows up in many ways, through our thoughts. You know, those negative repeating thoughts is for sure one way. Conflict shows up through our emotions like fear and anger and hate. Now, if you're human, I know you've experienced those emotions. Conflict shows up through our energy. Have you ever experienced feeling really heavy and exhausted for no apparent reason? And I'm going to add, if we haven't identified the conflicts through those ways, there's always the physical body. If we're not hearing our conflicting thoughts or aware of our conflict-filled emotions, our physical body steps in and gets our attention. It will let you know when there's conflict. Aches, pains, soreness, tightness are all sensations indicating conflict of some kind. And by the way, I'll be talking about the physical body more in detail in my next radio show. You'll want to hear that one. Thoughts, feelings, energetic vibrations, physical body sensations are invisible to the eye. We can't see them, and yet they communicate with us all the time. Regardless if they're invisible, they influence every part of us, our relationships, and our lives. If I could be so bold to say they influence our whole being. And why do we care about the different bodies and how they communicate? And why am I separating them out individually? Well, we don't communicate with just our physical body. We don't just have feelings and nothing else. All our bodies are so interconnected, influencing every part of us in our life. We communicate with our whole being, and that whole being is made up of different bodies. When we can identify each body and learn how they interact together or even impact each other, we gain greater awareness of how all the bodies together influence our communication. And that, my wonderful listeners, benefits us greatly. Why? If our interactions are causing conflict, we have some idea of where we can even start when it comes to healing and resolving that conflict inside. It's that powerful. And that's been my experience. I'd love to think you'll grow to accept the concept of having other bodies and ultimately understand how each of these bodies shows up in the moment-to-moment communication. So basically, there's two forms of communication, verbal and nonverbal. Verbal involves, of course, using the spoken word to verbally get our messages across. Another person needs to hear our words. There's no surprise there. But verbal communication isn't always clear. And if I could add, at times does cause conflict and miscommunication. One area to consider has to do with the words we use. We think we're speaking clearly, but words include a whole host of assumptions around what certain words mean to us versus what they mean to someone else. You know, when I was growing up, the definition of sick had to do with not feeling well. Now there's a definition that sick means very good or excellent. Well, and when I think of the meaning of words, I'm aware of how they're influenced by the personal experiences people have and how they relate to the words being spoken. When working with clients, they'll explain to me what they're experiencing, and when I ask them what certain words mean to them, they use words they can relate to in that moment. For example, they have a sore back. I'll ask them what their back means to them. They might say, my back is my whole support system. Now, to me, that language speaks volumes in how I move forward working with the client. It might not make sense to you, and that's okay. Because all I'm saying is the meaning of words can pose challenges when it comes to getting our messages across without conflict. So still talking about verbal communication, how we speak our words forms part of that communication. Our tone and volume impacts what's being spoken. For example, there's a difference between speaking when we're angry and when we're excited. Now talk about tone and volume. And if I may add, that difference applies to both speaking and hearing. I know for myself, I'd rather be delivering an exciting message. The people hearing the excitement in my voice usually receive my message with excitement. Now that's different from delivering the words when I'm angry. Talk about conflict. Being on the giving or receiving end of anger, not pleasant. Let's go a little further. When people hear our words, there's times when they won't appear to hear the message we intended for them. Think about this example. I tell my sister to stop teasing me all the time, and yet she continues to tease me. Have you ever experienced that for yourself? You tell someone not to do something and they still do it? Makes us wonder what else is influencing our communication. It's not as easy and clear as we'd like to believe it is. Now that was verbal. When it comes to nonverbal communication, it isn't always clear, especially with what's being communicated inwardly. One moment an expression means one thing, and the next moment it means something different. For example, I'm sure you'll be able to relate to this. Sometimes the angry look on my husband's face means he's angry. And sometimes that look means he's annoyed. Now, to me, it's the same look. And only by being aware of what he's experiencing in those moments of expressing that angry look will I know where he's at. Now, think about communicating nonverbally. Our facial expressions, smiling or frowning, our posture and body parts, being bent over in pain or holding a tight fist, movements made with the body, for example, when someone hugs us, their arms reach out towards us, And even the length of pauses between words is a form of nonverbal communication. You know, I hadn't really given that one much thought until I thought about a person learning a new language. They'd have longer pauses between words, more so than someone who's excited and speaks fast. I was blown away when I learned more about facial expressions and how there could be a whole host of variety of meanings to the look on our faces. Imagine this scenario. You're talking with me, and I have a look of being confused. This confusion might be related to me thinking about something that confuses me. Or it could be that the words you're using confuse me. It might even be confusion in that moment by seeing something I see off in the distance as you're speaking. Or it might be that my stomach is hurting and I'm confused by what's causing my stomach to hurt. Can you believe that? A simple look of confusion can be quite confusing. I know it's worth a giggle. Anyway, when I learned this, I really had to be mindful or aware of the assumptions I make when observing nonverbal communication in anyone. And for example, when it comes to the loved ones in our lives, they might look frustrated about something. And it doesn't necessarily mean they're frustrated with us. Now, this is easy to say, but not always easy to put into practice. Just saying. Now, that's a bit about verbal and nonverbal communication with others. And if we think communication with others is confusing at times, let's talk about how the communication happens within ourselves. There's also a constant state of communication within ourselves. Think about this. Yeah, we have a physical body, one we can see and feel and touch. Communication continually takes place inside. For example, our brains communicating with the different parts of our body, like the organs and the muscles. Well, personally, that's not something I often think about, yet it's happening all the time. We have other bodies that are communicating as well, and we can't normally see these. There's the mental body or the mind. It has all kinds of thoughts trying to get our attention. The emotional body has different feelings, and that's happening in response to things we think about or our life experiences. Spiritual body. It's letting us know in every moment whether we're at peace or if there's conflict inside. Now, all of those bodies continually communicate inside of us, and that communication is then expressed outwardly through our energetic body. You see, we don't just communicate with one of our bodies. They're all working together to form our whole being. A whole being in a state of communication all the time. Here's a great example of that. We feel good and we're having a great day. We hear some bad news about a family member and in no time we're thinking about them. We start to get upset. We wish we could be there for them but can't get away from work. Now, the more we think about them, we begin to feel sick to our stomach. In no time, we feel exhausted and can't seem to stay focused on our work. Now, a coworker walks by our office and notices our nonverbal communication. We don't look like our normal self. They ask us if we're feeling okay. This is a real-life situation. And we're all doing things like this. This happens to all of us. How do people know what we're feeling? Let me ask you, how can't they know? Inwardly, our mind has all kinds of thoughts, all the time, I might add. Our emotions reflect what we're thinking, how we feel impacts our spirit, our physical body responds to our thoughts and feelings, and that's just what's going on inside of us. Now, outwardly, our energetic body is communicating through vibrational waves. It's those vibrational waves that we feel when we become aware of someone sitting in a meeting and they're upset about something. It's those vibrational waves that we feel when we walk into a room and get a sense of not wanting to be there. All our bodies make up our whole being. And that whole being is in a constant state of communication, which is part of our day-to-day life, whether we're aware of it or not, whether we like it or not. When it comes to the communication within ourselves, let's quickly look further at the verbal and nonverbal forms. Verbally, these would be things like we say out loud to ourselves, like, I sure hope the kids wore their jackets to school today. Or another one of my favorites, note to self, that's not working for me. The nonverbal forms include things like the aches and pain-type sensations in our bodies, along with our thoughts and emotions related to what we're thinking or speaking about. Another one is our intuition, also known as our sixth sense. These are the premonitions, the hunches, the feelings we get inside, like a gut feeling, for example. And the last one I'll mention, not commonly thought of, is the energetic communication. Energetically, we feel exhausted and have a feeling of weakness, or we feel energized and have a feeling of strength. All of these are communicating nonverbally inside of us. Is it always clear? That's a big no. The communication that takes place inside is also confusing and doesn't always make sense. And this is a big one. Not making sense? For example, we're excited to do something and our thoughts are talking us out of doing it. Does that happen to you? We tell someone to stop annoying us and the person continues the annoying behavior. We feel exhausted and yet we can't sleep. Our body parts hurt one day and then they're fine the next day. Nope, doesn't make sense. Yes. Our whole body communicates. Our whole being communicates, both inwardly and outwardly influencing us, our relationships, and our lives. We can make every effort to communicate clearly, avoid conflict, or even stay out of conversations in our day-to-day lives. And as much as we make that effort, there's times when miscommunication takes place. There's times when conflict surfaces. I'm not hosting these radio shows with the intention to get you to change your words or your communication style. Not at all. I'm hosting these shows to help you gain greater awareness of the communication process both inside and outside of you, and how that involves all your bodies. When you learn that, you'll understand communication on a whole new level. You'll understand how it comes through observation and awareness of all your bodies. Consider this. Awareness is like looking at ourselves in the mirror. What we see isn't about the reflection as much as it's about what's being reflected back to us. Our reflection in the mirror is a representation of what's going on inside in relation to what's happening outside of us. The mirror reflects that back to us. And the more we learn about and observe each one of our bodies, the greater understanding, control, and awareness we'll have mastering the inner conflict within our whole being. And that blesses us with the grace to get our messages across in a way we wish others to receive our intended message. It's truly that powerful. If you want to learn more about this, check out my best-selling book, Relatefully. It became a bestseller in 2021. And if you want to learn more about me and the work I do, go to my website, www.theuniqueapproach.com. I'm Sheila Unique, relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. I wish you so much wonderment and joy as you move forward mastering the inner conflict within your whole being. My next radio show is next Thursday, same time. Wishing you well.